Good morning. We are talking with the organizers of the Color Run coming up here in Prairie du Chien. It will be on September 20th. Of course, this is a suicide awareness color run walk, and I am joined this morning by Adrian, Dawn, and Lacey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And I kind of want to give you all can kind of introduce yourself and why you are involved in putting this suicide awareness color run walk together.
I'll go first. I'm Adrienne Udelhoven, and I'm the Prairie du Chien School District School Counselor, and I am also an adult advisor for our suicide prevention program, which is called Sources of Strength. And what brought us to the Color Run is when, I think it was in 2019, when we first started Sources of Strength at the high school level, a couple of kids said, "Hey, Miss Udelhoven, we want to do a Color Run." And it was like in April. And I said, "No way, we can't pull that off." And a couple of community members who are also adult advisors, Kyle and Cassie, were like, "Oh, Miss Udelhoven, you step aside. We got this." And so between the kids and the adult advisors, we got it all together, and we had our first color run. And it kind of just went from there. Unfortunately, the following year was
COVID.
Yep. So we took a little hiatus. And then when I joined the Driftless Mental Health Coalition, we kind of started talking more about it, and we got it up and running again. And so that's where these other ladies come in.
Hi, I'm Dawn Adams. I'm the public health specialist here at Crawford County Health Department. And I am involved because suicide really is a public health issue. It affects a lot of folks, and mental health overall is something that we all need to really take care of in our lives, as well as the physical health. And I also became part of this group through the Driftless Region Mental Health Coalition, and it's a great group of people who really want to do better in our community. So it was a great opportunity for me to hop on board and just help get this suicide awareness run organized.
And I'm Lacey Anthony, and I'm a mental health counselor. I work at Crossing Rivers Health. And same thing, I joined the Mental Health Coalition several years ago, and it had its, sort of starts and stops, but it's been going really well now. And in talking with Adrienne, we were talking about doing a color run, and we're like, why don't we just all join together and do it as, this mental health coalition, so that everybody can see that we're partnering together just to raise awareness about suicide, so that we can empower individuals to talk about this, we can strengthen our community, and we can hopefully, make a culture where people don't feel like they have to suffer alone.
And of course, the event is actually happening on September 20th. It starts at the St. Ferrial Island Fireman's Shelter. So you can register that day at 7 a.m. There's the memorial tribute at 8 a.m. and then the race time at 8:15. So pre-registrations are accepted until Wednesday, September 17th. But is there anything else you guys want to talk about in terms of the actual day of the event? There's the memorial tribute. So if you don't want to do the actual run walk, maybe that's not your thing, but you still want to participate, or you still want to be there to show your support, what are some things that people can do to be a part of this?
There are all sorts of things going on that day. There will actually be a memorial wall, so folks can bring something, a picture, a small sentiment to put up on that memorial wall in remembrance of their loved one. We'll actually have vendors down there too, so mental health professionals and other vendors associated with mental health and suicide awareness and prevention will be there with lots of good information and resources. So I encourage, even if you're not going to participate in the run or the walk, lots of good stuff down there, some good information. So I encourage everyone to come check it out and support the community. There'll be some fun stuff too. We'll have Dunkin' Donuts will be there again this year. Last year they provided free coffee and donuts, and they're going to do that again this year. Thank you very much, Dunkin' Donuts. Culver's will be there.
Oh, awesome.
They're going to have Scoopy with them, so looking forward to seeing Scoopy down there. And they will offer $1 scoops of ice cream. Costs $1, however, that dollar is coming right back to the Mental Health Coalition to support the community with suicide prevention and awareness efforts. So thanks to Culver's. There'll be a photo booth. BK Photo Booth will be there. taking pictures and creating memories for all the participants. So that's super awesome. Anything else you ladies can think of?
Another thing that I wanted to share with people is we'll have a Crossing Rivers. We'll have a booth down there, and we'll be sharing information about our Driftless Region Mental Health Coalition, because we really would love it if community members want to join that. So we're going to have a sign-up sheet there. If you want to be part of that, feel free to sign up for that, so we can really get some feedback from the community about other things they might like to see us doing. So just another way to participate.
And one more fun thing is there will be door prizes.
Oh, who yes. doesn't love a good door prize? So again, the Suicide Awareness Color Run Walk is coming up on September 20th. Now, I'm looking at this event on the Crossing Rivers website. Is there anywhere else you want people to go to find more information? Other than the Crossing Rivers website, it's got all the information you need to know there.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah, you can find out everything for the Suicide Awareness Color Run Walk. It's coming up September 20th down on St. Farrell Island here in Prairie du Chien. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.